Hi guys, how are you? This is Jumi. I am glam naturally because I am glammed with grace. Welcome to my podcast.
Hi guys, how are you doing today? Oh my god, it's been 2 weeks and I have missed you. I'm so sorry I was not able to record last week. I had so much going on. But I promise myself, no matter how busy I am, I have to come out here and talk to you. And actually, this topic for today is still, we're still under the air talk season. And this episode, it was actually requested on my Instagram page to speak about deep treatments and protein treatments and why they are so important for your hair. And they're two different things, actually. So I want in this episode, I am going to be breaking it down and I'm going to be talking about why this is important and why I think, you know, it's important for you to make this like a regimen for your hair care. It's absolutely important to do both. So that being said, this is Jumi speaking. I hope you're having such a wonderful day. This is Welcome to the Podcast, Glam with Grace. Thank you for coming. Thank you for tuning in. I appreciate you. Thank you so much. So, but before I go into today's topic, we're going to be talking about the word for today. It's been a while and I hope you've missed that as well because it encourages me and I hope it encourages you too. So today, the word of today is, it is contagious. Again, I'll say it is contagious. And the Bible verse is taken from the book of Proverbs chapter 27 verse 19 that says, a mirror reflects a man's face, but what he is really like is shown by the friends he chooses. I love the Bible because honestly, everything we go through is in the Bible. There's nothing that you've probably never been through that someone in the Bible has never gone through. So I just wanted to talk to us about this. It's very important. The company we keep defines who we are. Even let's say your friends are into something and you claim that you're not into it. Eventually, because you keep that company or that group of friends that are doing those things, you're going to find your subconscious mind doing them and you will eventually act upon it. So it's important to choose your friends wisely and choose well. And honestly, I personally, I don't have too many close friends. I know who I leave in my circle, those that inspire me, those that want me to move forward. And with the spirit of this discernment, I am able to know with the spirit of God what to keep in my close circles. There are very few of them, but I love them with all my heart. And even sometimes before I make any decisions, you know, I ask them and I speak to them about it. So it says the kind of person you are is reflected in the friends you pick. So if your life is unproductive and stagnant, you look at the people you're surrounding yourself with. Friendships, good or bad, indicates the direction you are going. Whoever walks with wise people will be wise. That's just simple because you're surrounded by them. But whoever associates with the fools will suffer. Misery loves company. So steer clear of negative thinkers. Whoever is negative in your circle, you definitely don't want to be hanging around them too much because eventually their negativity will impact your life indirectly, if that makes sense. So it says it's better to travel alone than spend your life listening to people who drag you down. So important. If you notice someone in your circle that constantly wants your downfall, indirectly or directly, or constantly, speaks negative words about you, or you hear them, or you hear other people say, this person is always saying this about you behind your back, then that's when you know you don't even need anyone to tell you that you have to be very careful of that person and run away from them, because eventually they will tear you down and you will be down when you're surrounding yourself with such people. It says, when you come into agreement with the right people, you can accomplish more than twice as much. That is just so, I can't even say better than that. Says author John Mason writes, the less you associate with some people, the more your life will improve. The right friends and association brings out the original in you. You know the kind of people I am talking about. After you've been with them, you find yourself less critical, full of faith, with a vision of for the future. The devil doesn't generally use strangers to deter or stop you. Your friends will either stretch your vision or choke your dream. As you grow in God, your associations will change. Some friends won't want you to go on. They will want you to stay where they are. But as Edwin Lewis co-observed, when you let someone else create your world for you, they always make it too small. Not everyone has a right to speak into your life. Respect those whom God has connected to you to help you. God cares for people through people. And wise is the person who fortifies their lives with the right friendship. I cannot say better than that. UCB, thank you so much as usual. I just cannot say better than that. The friends you keep will tell how far you will go in life. So you better choose wisely, and you have the power to choose your friends. I remember back then when I was growing up in England, I always tell everyone, look, you don't choose me as a friend. I choose you. And if I don't want you to be my friend, I would not leave you in my circle. And it's as simple as that. And when I notice that you're doing stuff that doesn't align with my destiny, or you're doing stuff that is against my morals, automatically we don't hang out anymore. I don't let my friends control me. I don't let my friends choose me. I choose them. And if you don't start thinking like that, a lot of the friends, so-called friends that you keep, are going to be the one that will drag you down. So you have to be very careful and choose wisely. Even ask God to choose for you. You know, before I get into any friendship, I always ask God, is this person aligned with my destiny? And if they're not, please do not let us be friends. And they're unfriendly friends too. Friends that come that are your friends, but they're your enemies. Frenemies. Be careful of those too. Be very careful. I cannot say better than that. But that's basically it. That's the word for today. It's contagious. You know, attract the right people, be the right person, and your life will be much better. So that's the word for today. We're going to get into today's topic, which is deep treatment and protein treatment. And I'm going to actually break it down. I'm going to start with deep treatment, and they are two different things. But deep treatment is so important for your air care regimen. And I always recommend for you, because I spoke about it the last week, that deep treatment is recommended to be done 1 to 6 weeks. But I personally, I do mine once every month. I deep condition once every 2 weeks. I deep treat my hair once every month. And I protein treat my hair once every 6 weeks, if that makes sense. So I literally just treated my hair 3 days ago. So I'm not going to do another one until 6 weeks from now. And I'll tell you why it's very important for you to space it, because too much protein treatment is also not too good. Too much of something is not good, period. Everything in moderation. So the first one is the deep treatment. Deep treatment is basically, why is it important to have it? So you see how we tend to manipulate our hair too much? After a period of time, it starts getting to be weak. So it's important to regularly, you know, straighten your hair by deep conditioning your hair and deep treating your hair to improve your hair health and your scalp health and the overall appearance of your hair. So it makes it, you know, have more volume, breaks less. So when your hair is breaking less, that means it's growing better. So why is it important for you to deep treat your hair regularly? It basically prevents damage, period. Your hair would not, you know, go through too much damage if you consistently deep treat your hair. So regularly conditioning your hair can help prevent damage by impacting moisture and improving texture and penetrating your air shaft. Conditioning treatments can help reduce breakage and split ends and even improve your overall hair health. Even if you don't feel like your hair is damaged, so some people naturally have healthier hair than some people, because of their diet or their genes. It's still recommended for you to have this as your hair care regimen and still deep treat your hair. You know, incorporating a deep conditioning treatment into your regular hair care routine can help you maintain your healthy hair health. So basically, even if your hair is all good, still put it, you know, as your regimen, because if you don't, one day it might damage. So it also impacts moisture. So your hair has to have moisture in order to be healthy. And I get a lot of people all the time that comes to me in my DM that my hair is so dry, I cannot maintain my hair. And I know that a lot of people that I spoke, when I put the 4C commandments, a lot of my customers, a lot of people following my Glam Naturally oil page are like, no way, I have to shampoo my hair every week. You know, and honestly, I think the reason why people think that way is because they they've never tried co-washing often, because when you actually co-washing, I use some conditioners that are very rich in moisture, and when I use those conditioners to wash my hair and go down my scalp and use it to cleanse my scalp, it's actually very clean. So I think it's just a mental thing that if you don't shampoo your hair will never be clean, but that's not true. If you really want to maintain moisture, if you keep shampooing your hair every week, of course you're not going to maintain moisture, because you're literally removing all that goodness. Imagine deep treating your hair once every month, and then you come every week and then you shampoo all that off. How is the deep treatment going to stay in your hair longer for it to do its job if you're shampooing it regularly? Think about co-washing. When you use a conditioner to wash your scalp and cleanse your hair, it might not cleanse. I'm not saying it's going to cleanse as much as shampoo would do. That's the reason why once every 6 weeks, you're still going to shampoo your hair, right? Because that's when you deep treat your hair. But if you shampoo every day, it will not happen. So when you co-wash, it still helps you retain moisture. So all that deep treatment, the protein treatment that you've done, it's not going to be stripped off, because the conditioner has helped you retain all that moisture in your hair. So retaining moisture is so important. It's in order for your hair to be healthy. I can't even say better than that. Because when your hair is dry, it breaks, and then you lose your hair more and your hair doesn't grow. So he says that if you're using a moisturizing conditioner that includes certain key ingredients, so go to your clothes, to your bathroom, look at your conditioner right now. What are the ingredients in your conditioner? Do you have, or that's probably why your conditioner is not helping, you know, retain moisture, or it's not helping cleanse your hair or your scalp properly. If you have a conditioner that has protein, that has essential natural oils, like Glam Naturally oil. So if you have a conditioner that doesn't have this, just do yourself a favor and pour your Glam Naturally oil into your conditioner, mix it together so that it can help, you know, with moisture better. It can help definitely your hair to retain moisture. And once your hair has moisture, your hair is not dry, is not brittle, and is not prone to damage. So it's important to deep treat your hair regularly to retain moisture. It also promotes elasticity. I have to get my words out. So basically, I'm going to ask you this question. Is your hair dry? Is it brittle? Does your hair snap and break under any tension? Then your hair doesn't have elasticity. What does that mean? So when you deep treat more, it can help you improve that. You look for product that contains essential natural oils. And if it doesn't, just pour your Glam Naturally oil into it and that will help it. Now look for ingredients that have organ oil, milk or olive oil or sunflower oil. All this oil helps your hair retain moisture better. You know, so it helps with volume, because once you're doing it consistently, that's why I tell everyone, once you use your hair oil consistently, it helps your hair to look healthier. You know, it creates shine, it creates luster, it creates volume. So you doing that and deep treating your hair, you know, consistently will help your hair get to that better health. You know, it will if you make it your hair care regimen. But if it's something you do once every year, it has to be done. All of this is consistency. Whatever you don't do consistently will not yield result. And when people come to me that my oil doesn't work for them, sometimes I'm like, have you used it consistently? Or, you know, what else are you doing outside of just oils? And we're going to get into that in a bit. So deep treatment is important. It helps you add shine. It helps you add volume to your hair. It basically helps your hair grow better. Okay. So you guys know, on my Glam Naturally page, on my Dreamy Grow page, I'm always sharing my deep treatment recipe. I'm always deep treating my hair. I do it consistently. I practice what I preach. I put it out there for you to see. That's why my hair is very healthy. My hair is actually in a better, healthier stage than it's ever been, period. Because I'm doing all this and I'm showing it to you. So DIY products. What are the ways you can make your own, or what can you add to your deep conditioner to help you have a better deep treatment? So I do mine myself. I recommend. So basically, when you're doing your deep treatment, remember, by the time you put it on your hair and wash it out, maybe after an hour, if you use EAT, you only need 30 minutes to an hour. I don't use EAT, so I leave it in my hair I put it at night and I wake up in the morning and I wash it up. That's how I do mine. So, but you have to remember, once you wash it off, it's not conditioning your hair, it's just deep treating your hair. So I always recommend to do a deep conditioning after a deep treatment. And I'm going to get into that in a bit. So what are the DIY products that I personally use? I always had essential oils, which is my Glam Naturally oil. I actually use both hair oil and braid oil because they contain different oils. So I had both oils as my essential oils. And then I had banana. So a lot of times I tell my customer, make sure you blend well, because if you don't, it's going to leave bits. So the avocado and the banana, don't rush it. Let it blend very well. Let it blend very, very well. I mean that, so that you don't have seeds in your hair, because you don't want to have to shampoo after you deep treat. You want to deep condition after you deep treat. So you don't want bits in it, so you have to shampoo all that goodness away. No. So remember, banana has seeds, so you have to blend well. Since bananas, it's great for your hair. It's so important for your scalp as well. They improve manageability and shine, and it prevents and controls dandruff. And it moisturizes your scalp as well. Bananas are rich in potassium. They're rich in natural oils, in carbohydrates, and vitamins, which helps soften the hair and protects your hair naturals, your hair's natural elasticity, preventing split ends and breakage. That's why I have banana in my deep treatments all the time. Whatever helps my hair retain volume, whatever helps my hair prevent split ends and breakage, yes, please. So I had banana all the time. And avocado. Avocado is another thing that I had all the time. Don't forget to blend well. Avocado oil helps rejuvenate and moisturize your scalp. It's a rich source of protein. It's a rich source of amino acids and vitamins. Avocado helps soothe the scalp and promotes long, strong, healthy hair growth. I mean, that's it. What else do you need? Make sure you had avocado as well. Honey, and I'll tell you why I love honey. I don't have honey all the time, but most times I do have honey. Honey is an emollient, which means it seals moisture in your hair. You complain about dry hair? Please add honey into your deep treatment. It keeps it conditioned. It reduces breakage, which is often a cause for slower hair growth. It has rich antioxidant properties, which prevents damage, keeping your scalp and your hair healthy. Honey also comprises of antibacterial and antiseptic qualities for those that have dandruffs. So it's so easy. How many ingredients have I mentioned? Glam Naturally Hair and Braid Oil, banana, avocado, and honey. You can add other things as well, but that's enough for you to use consistently to maintain a healthier hair growth. So I did share in my Glam Naturally Oil page my hair growth from January to June, and my hair has literally had it, I think, 5 to 6 inches in length. So my hair is growing very healthy because I'm doing all those things consistently. So if you want to see your hair flourish, you want to have better health, hair health, try all this all the time. Don't shampoo too much. It's just a myth. You don't have to shampoo too much, honestly. Let's say you really, really have to shampoo once a month. Don't shampoo. I can't believe people shampoo their hair every week. I honestly cannot believe it. And they come to me saying it's dry. Well, there you go. That's why. All right, because you don't want to do all this deep treatment and then you shampoo it the next week. Guess what? You're washing off all that treatment. You're washing everything off and it's not effective. You want it to be effective. You want it to stay longer in your hair strands and your scalp. You have to do it that way. Okay, so now we're going to talk about protein treatment. So protein treatment, so basically our hair contains keratin, and keratin produces protein in your diet, helps the body to produce keratin. So that's why it's important to have, that's why it's important, number one, not only to do a protein treatment, I actually want to talk about you internally. It's important for you to eat protein in your diet every day. Because once you have protein, more protein, it helps you internally to produce keratin. And keratin is what you need to maintain a healthier hair growth and a healthier hair health. So protein treatments promotes healthier hair growth. But it's logical to assume that because hair is made of protein, applying topical protein treatment will help straighten hair. So it does help, but it's important for you internally, even if you're taking your vitamins, that can help to produce protein internally for it to be more effective outwardly, if that makes sense. So there are a number of protein treatment for healthier hair growth for cell and home remedies. I personally do my own remedies. So basically what I do is all those ingredients that I mentioned for the deep treatment, I just had egg. That's it. The last time I did egg yolk, I added a lot of egg yolk into it to help my protein treatment to do it. And I do that once every 6 weeks or once every 2 months. I don't do it that often because I actually do have a good diet and I do produce a lot of protein in me. And I take vitamins as well. So that helps my body produce protein. And it also helps it produce keratin for my hair. So the only time that I recommend, like, you cannot go too crazy with protein treatment as well. You're supposed to do it once every 6 weeks or once every 2 months is recommended. Because you don't want to do too much of it as well. But as long as you're taking protein inside of you, you can just do it once every 2 months. It just helps, literally, it strengthens your hair strand. So if one of your hair strand is strengthened and is strong, imagine all your hair strand being strong, so it makes it harder for it to break. So if you really have too much hair breakage, think about it. My hair is so dry. My hair is always breaking. Oh my God, my hair breaks a lot. Think maybe your hair lacks protein. And once it does, how you can do it is eat right. You have to eat right internally. Add more protein to your diet. Beans, egg. Take your vitamins. That will help as well. And then once every 2 months, do a protein treatment to your hair to help it strengthen more. So I'm talking about people that already have like really damaged hair. You can do a protein treatment. But I still do it just because I don't want my hair to get damaged for me to start doing it. I still, you know, incorporate it into my hair care regimen, but I don't do it often. I do more deep treatments than protein treatment, if that makes sense. And I honestly hope this has helped someone. I've broken it down as much as possible. I want to help my customers achieve healthier hair, and I really pray and hope this helps you. But yeah, this is basically it for today. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you're going to go back home and check out your conditioner. You're going to go back home and shampoo less. You're going to go back home and you're going to add more DIY organic product into your deep treatment. So it helps actually your hair better. That's how I do mine. But that being said, thank you so much, guys. I will definitely be back next week. Thank you for listening. Have a super duper awesome day today. And I am Jumi. I am glam naturally because I am glammed with grace. Have a super awesome day. Don't forget you can reach out to me at JumiGrow, JUMMIE Grow, GROW@gmail.com. Have a great day. Bye-bye.